Episode 6. Passionately, dispassionately. Your beautiful dynamic mind is always working, doing, thinking, and thinking. You may remember times when you got lost in your thoughts or got carried away by your thoughts. And getting lost in your thoughts is actually one of the most expensive things in life because it wastes your time. Getting lost in thinking is a recipe for inaction and a tsunami of stuckness. That's why it's very important to keep in mind that your mind is always thinking and thinking. So when playing the workability game, it's natural that your mind will come up with thoughts that include words ought, must, should, need to. Like, I should meet all deadlines. I ought to make the right decision. I should figure out what's next before making any decision. I shouldn't deliver a project that is not complete properly. I need to always have a backup plan. I shouldn't play a sport if I'm not good at. I should know exactly what I am going to say. And if you hold on to each one of those should thoughts that your mind comes up with as commands or absolute orders, then you ended up making decisions and taking actions. The challenge is that those thoughts are not regular thoughts. They are more like ruling thoughts, as we call them within ACT. And what's fascinating about ruling thoughts and how your dynamic mind works is that each one of those ruling thoughts come up with reasons or becauses for you to go along with them. It's like your dynamic mind quickly justifies, supports, and even encourages you to keep doing the same thing over and over again. You may have thoughts like, I ought to make the right decision because I need to show others what am I capable of. I need to always have a backup plan because I don't want people to think I'm an idiot. I should know exactly what I am going to say because I care about making it in life. I shouldn't play a sport I am not good at because I am better than this. Reason-giving thoughts or becauses feed into an unworkable high-achieving behaviors. And then on top of that, you develop when-then thoughts. When I put my work out there, then I will feel recognized. When I finish this project, then I will feel more accomplished. When I see my kids graduating, then I will feel that I was a good parent. When I lose 25 pounds, then I will be more comfortable with myself. When I find the right partner, then I will be fulfilled. I am willing to bet that as a person who gives your best, you are often pushed by old thoughts, because thoughts, and when-then thoughts to do something extra or to go beyond. For example, you may buy new electronics to be sure you have the best equipment for your project. You may work extra hours so others will recognize your work. You may triple-check your work so your reputation is not compromised. You may count your calories so you can reach an ideal weight and look. You may avoid conflict to make sure you're liked by others. Likewise, at times, your mind also may discourage you from trying certain things. For example, you might have the thought, don't apply for the open position at work because you're not fully ready. Or don't run that marathon because you didn't train for 6 months as you should have. Or don't invite your neighbors for dinner because the front yard isn't tidy and they will think you're a careless person. Again, it's like your mind tries to convince you that those ruling thoughts make sense. Tells you reason-giving thoughts or because's. And on top of that, it creates these when-then thoughts. But instead of going along with ruling thoughts, you have options. You can push back, dig a little deeper, and find out what your dynamic mind is really trying to tell you. When any ruling thought or reason-giving thought or because's or when-then thoughts show up, ask yourself, what will happen if I don't follow through with what those thoughts are asking me to do? If you reflect on it and ask yourself multiple times that question, you may tap into variations of stories that tell you that you are not good enough. If I don't do this, then that means that I am lazy, incompetent, a failure, a mess. But here is something for you to keep in mind. While all the actions that accompany those when-then thoughts are reasonable steps for you to take, at times, some of them may be strategies for managing the feelings and stories of not being good enough that your mind is holding on to. You may be hoping that one day you will find the ultimate strategy for feeling good about yourself forever. But no one in the history of humanity has experienced that long-lasting feeling. And quite likely, no one ever will because it's not in our nature. We can try super hard to always feel good about ourselves by buying more things, pleasing others more, drinking our favorite beer, or traveling to exotic places. But none of our nice feelings about ourselves will last forever. Imagine for a moment that you have fallen into a hole. Down there, all you have with you are the painful feelings that come with a not good enough narrative that your mind holds on to, and a shovel. You start digging and digging, trying to get out of the hole using the single shovel you have. The problem is that the more you dig with that shovel, the deeper you get. This is how it is with you and all the things you are compelled to do by your when-then thoughts. You think that you're managing the pain, but you're digging yourself deeper. The key, my dear listener, is to start playing the workability game and try new ACT skills. So, moving forward, at the end of each episode of this audio guide, you will find an exercise titled Pause and Play the Workability Game. And in each one of them, you will be given actionable and concrete ACT skills for you to test out. That book has the same format. So if you are using this guide as a companion to the book, then you know that each one of the exercises is an invitation for you to try new ways to harness the power of high-achieving actions without the yucky stuff. Let's jump into the pause and play section now. Pause and play. The key to taking advantage of high-achieving tendencies is to catch those should, oughts, must, what-thens, becauses, when-thens, and reason-giving thoughts as they occur, and hold them passionately, dispassionately, ACT-style. And when I say hold those thoughts passionately, dispassionately, I mean that many thoughts that show up in your mind can be so interesting, stimulating, and you may have an urge to hold onto them passionately. But I am inviting you to step back and hold all those thoughts dispassionately, because even the most engaging thought can take you farther away from where you want to go. So here is what you need to do. First, make a list of all the when-then thoughts your mind comes up with during a week. Second, identify how your shoulds, oughts, musts, what-thens, and becauses influence your life. How do they influence your relationships with others and with yourself? How do they influence your career? How do these thoughts influence your spiritual life? Third, ask yourself, what are the stories I am avoiding by going along with the shoulds, oughts, must-dos, what-then, and because thoughts? Are there other ways of living my values without losing myself? In the next episode, you will learn to navigate the distracting world that we live in the information era, so you can keep doing what matters without sleepless nights or hours of criticizing yourself.